KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school softball play last night, Atlantic made quick work of Glenwood on the softball diamond. Atlantic grabbing a pair of 12-0 victories in the doubleheader. The first game in 3 innings, the second game took 4 innings. Atlantic struck early in the first game as Olivia Engler started the opening frame with 3 straight strikeouts. She then went on to open the scoring with a 3-run homer over the center field fence. Atlantic added 3 more in the second and 6 in the 3rd inning. Melina Woodward ended it with a bases loaded double that brought all 3 home as Engler finished with 7 strikeouts in that contest. Game 2 started with Atlantic racking up 5 runs in the first frame. They added 1 in the 2nd, 4 in the 3rd, 2 more to seal it in the 4th inning. Caroline Pellett crossed home safely before a tag out at 3rd to provide that final margin. Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman was pleased with how the team carried over momentum from a strong weekend at the Fort Dodge tournament.
Thought it was kind of a credit to our hitters. They stayed back on pitches and drove the ball. Even we had some loud outs, as you might say, on some of the deep balls that got hit to the warning track, but just missed those as far as line drives. But you couple that along with a pretty airtight defense. I probably had an error in there someplace, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. And then the pitching that we had, both Kennedy and Olivia, I thought did a really, really good job in the circle.
Olivia Engler said the hitting last night kind of snowballed throughout the team.
I've always said that good hitting is contagious, and when you get a rally started, that puts the other team down, and it'll just make the game so much better.
Melina Woodward thought confidence built throughout the lineup last night.
When you get those big timely hits, it definitely builds confidence and just sends you to your next at bat, and I think that worked on everybody tonight.
Atlantic improves to 23-5 on the season. They'll host Kemper Catholic tonight. Glenwood falls to 6-15 now on the year. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference softball last night, Creston swept 2 from St. Albert, 12-2 and 12-0. Kemper Catholic downing Shenandoah 12-3. Harlan took 2 from Red Oak, 10-1 and 10-1 the scores. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 11-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, Hannah Tiggison with a couple of hits, 3 knocked in. Callie Earlmeyer the same, 2 hits and 3 RBIs, helping Audubon to an 11-8 win over Logan Magnolia. AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 3-1. Riverside got a 2-run homer from Izzy Blummel in a 3-1 win over Underwood, and Trainer beat IKM Manning 12-0. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 12-0. Exira EHK a 12-0 winner over Glidden Ralston. Arweva beat Booyer Valley 8-6, and Woodbine over West Harrison 6-2. In corner conference play, Brenna Roselle struck out 14 and allowed just 4 hits, helping Griswold to a 5-1 win over Sydney. Essex beat East Mills 14-2, and Fremont Mills outlasting Stanton 10-9. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford over Orient Maxburg 12-2, and Nottoway Valley topping Southwest Valley 13-1. Also in girls softball, ACGC beat Ogden 8-1, North Polk over Carroll 2-1, West Central Valley beat Woodward Granger 2-1 in game 1 of a doubleheader. Woodward Granger took the second one 9-6. In boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood defeating Atlantic twice in a doubleheader, 5-4 in the opener. Rams win the second one 6-3. Harlan took 2 from Red Oak 10-0 and 13-3. It was Clarinda beating Lewis Central 6-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. Lewis Central won the second game 10-0. Also, St. Albert beat Creston 5-2 in the first game of a doubleheader before Creston came back to win 9-5 over St. Albert in Game 2. In Western Iowa Conference play, Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 6-0, Missouri Valley over AHSTW 5-0, Trainer beat IKM Manning 9-2, Underwood over Riverside 11-1. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Cam wins over Coon Rapids Bayard 4-3 in a good ball game among a couple of teams ranked in the top 10 in the state in their class. Joe Kaufman threw 5 innings last night with 12 strikeouts and allowed 2 hits in that contest to lead the way on the mound for Cam's Lane Speaker. Led them at the plate with a 2-run homer. Exira EHK beat Glenn Ralston 15-1. Arweva over Booyer Valley 12-10. And Woodbine beat West Harrison 12-2. In the corner conference, it was Sydney edging Griswold 9-8. East Mills beat Essex 12-0. Stanton over Fremont Mills 5-2. Also in baseball last night, ACGC beat Ogden 9-4. North Polk over Carroll 8-0. Panorama beat Madrid 10-1. And Woodward Granger twice over West Central Valley 10-0 and 15-4 last night. Well, the weekly Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association baseball rankings came out yesterday. Class 4A Pleasant Valley is top rated, with West Des Moines Dowling, Johnston, Ankeny, and Cedar Rapids Prairie the top five. In 3A, Marion, Wallert Catholic, Central DeWitt, Gilbert, and Grinnell are the top five rated squads. In Class 2A, Van Meter is number one. Roland Story, two. Beckman Catholic is three. Panorama is in at number four, and Des Moines Christian is five. Underwood is in at number eight in this week's poll. And in Class 1A, Newman Catholic is top rated, with North Lynn number two, Remsen St. Mary's third, St. Albert is number four, Don Bosco is fifth. Cam is in at number seven this week, just ahead of Coon Rapids Baird. They're in at number eight. Tri-Center also got some votes, but didn't crack this week's top ten. In the College World Series yesterday, it was Stanford beating Arizona 14-5, the Cardinal with 20 hits, and that sends the Wildcats packing in the first elimination game of the series. Brock Jones and Tommy Troy each went deep for Stanford. Also, North Carolina State grabbed their second straight win in Omaha, grinding out a 1-0 win over Vanderbilt yesterday. Sam Highfill and Evan Justice combined to allow just two hits. They struck out nine in that win. North Carolina State moves into the Friday semifinals. Vanderbilt will face Stanford on Wednesday. Today's schedule has Tennessee facing Texas in the 1 o'clock game this afternoon. Virginia will play Mississippi State at 6 o'clock this evening in Omaha. In Major League Baseball action, just a light schedule last night. The Mets beat the Braves 4-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Braves came back to win 1-0 in game number two. Also, the Astros beat the Orioles 10-2. Indians over the Cubs 4-0. Rangers beat the A's 8-3. Twins over the Reds 7-5. Diamondbacks 5-1 over the Brewers. Padres beat the Dodgers 6-2. In the NHL playoffs last night, Tampa Bay piled on 8-0. They defeated the New York Islanders, the Lightning, now with a 3-2 lead in that NHL playoff series. Former Iowa standout TJ Hockenson says he's still learning as he prepares for his third season with the Detroit Lions. The tight end is coming off a Pro Bowl season in 2020 that saw him make 67 receptions for six touchdowns.
Last year, there was certain positions, certain times that obviously I was like, oh man, I could do that better. And looking at tape, it was like, you know, I don't know what I was doing in some situations, you know, and that's kind of it's kind of nice to be able to go back and be like, well, you know, what was I doing? What the heck was that? You know, and just be able to learn from that in certain situations. And going from my rookie year to my second year, you know, I learned a lot. The game slowed down a lot.
Hockenson says he was much more confident in his second year.
You know, I think things are just slowing down. Things are just, you know, starting to connect. I think that's going to keep happening from year to year, you know, and I think that's an exciting factor that we have in front of us.
Hockenson has spent most of the offseason developing rapport with new Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
He's a good dude. I mean, he's a guy that really cares about his players, you know, just wants to connect with them. And I think that's, you know, really, really cool, you know, just be able to have that connection outside of football, and just being able to hang out with him, be friends, you know, and that's kind of a cool situation that, you know, that we have and that he's got in that locker room.
Hockenson says they hope Goff can help the Lions make some major strides after a 5-11 record in the 2020 season. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a unanimous decision yesterday on the pay-for-play lawsuit against the NCAA. The Supreme Court upheld a lower court ruling that found the federal antitrust law prevents the NCAA from restricting payments to athletes for such things as internships. The NCAA argued that the amateur status of athletes would be impossible to maintain if they could receive payment, even for education-related expenses. Iowa lawmakers have introduced bills that would allow college athletes to profit from the use of their name, image, and likeness. That bill introduced this year failed to advance out of the legislative session. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field.